CNN, they saved my friend Bob's life. It happened here about 3 months ago. He was in a terrible car accident. He was virtually paralyzed. He was unable to move. He was in his bed at the hospital. Someone came up to visit him and turned the television set on to CNN and then left. Bob looked at that for a good 15, maybe 20 minutes, and he screamed and hollered, and he just had to make it better. So he stood up, moved over to the TV, switched channel. His life was saved. Life is grand. Left Wing Press. It's all over the place. In Canada, the CBC, Communist Broadcasting Corporation, the only one there that can tell the truth or even come close to it, is a weatherman. And they're all the same. They kind of make it up as they go along, don't you know? Branding. Branding is important. What do you brand? You brand a name. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, branding. You brand, you spend money, you spend time, and you do it. And it also works negative, right? If you lie about something and you say it loud and you say it often, people pick it up as a brand, the equivalency of same, and becomes factual, right? I mean, it just does. It's wrong, but does an ostrich put its head in the sand? It doesn't, but everybody believes it does. That's just the way it is. Talking about branding, here it is. This is memorable. Repetition, repetition is all you got to do. Spanish flu, 1918. It infected one-third of the entire population in the big world, right? More than 50 million people perished. They died worldwide. And you know what? When the Spanish flu was going on, the war was going on as well, World War I. And so there was censorship everywhere in the world. Media wasn't allowed to talk about it because they didn't want to scare people, right? Governments didn't want to lower morale or cause panic during the costliest war in history. So that decision eventually killed more people than the war itself because they didn't tell people about the flu. And there was one country, though, that wasn't in the war, and that was Spain. They were not subject to media censorship, and it declared itself neutral in the First World War. And the Spanish press reported freely and often on the pandemic. And you know what? This extensive and almost single reporting of the disease that misses virtual blackout with regards to the media gave the world a false impression that the Spanish flu originated in Spain when in fact it did not. The theory is, and it's a pretty good one, a lot of scientists agree with this, that the Spanish flu originated in Kansas, in the U.S. of A. It says a bunch of farm boys got together, they were going to the war, and they got together in close quarters, and they contracted and distributed, well, is that the right wordage? Anyway, it didn't start in Spain. Drug dealers and illegal acts, you know, they have an illegal act going on, and potentially they kill people. People die because of drug dealers, but it's catch and release. But then you swing over to Alberta, Canada, and you got a conservative government there, apparently. There's a church pastor, Grace Life is the name of his church. He's in jail because he had freedom of religion. He wasn't killing anybody. Drug dealers, they kill them all the time, but the government came along and said, we think you're killing people too, or you're going to, because you won't listen to us. You're worshiping. How dare you do that on Sunday? This is just so wrong. I mean, governments are so mixed up. It just... Then you have the, keeping with Canada here, federally, you now have the Conservative Party, CPC, of Canada. They have their convention going on. It's a virtual convention. Apparently, there's thousands of people that are taking part. I listened to it for about 5 minutes, and that's all I could handle. Most of it was in French, and I looked at it and I said, hey, they got the signage wrong. I must be at a liberal convention. I mean, wow, with the head guy got up there. I think it was like a dozen times he talked about change, and his idea of change is to get over to the left and join the party that's already doing all the bad things, so all the people will vote for him instead of saying, we're conservative, we're different. You know, he said we have to appeal to more voters. Well, then tell them something new. Tell us something conservative. Say you're going to have big opportunities and you're going to take away things, all the free things, and people will pay less taxes. Do what conservatives are supposed to do. But instead, this leader is saying, I'm going to become like them. I think you like them because they're winning. 70% of people have never voted conservative. But here's the rub. About the same percentage have never voted liberal either. So why are you trying to be like them? Why don't you try to be like your name implies? That would be conservative. You know, party members, he says, must embrace change. You know, you got to appeal to union workers and gay people and all of this. You should appeal to everybody. I get it. He's just going about it the wrong way. He says there's two paths, and each one is different. You know, we need more funding as well to fight mental illness. I agree with that. And I think that should start right Look at the mayor, all you people that are in charge of the Conservative Party in Canada, because that mental funding should go to you. Liberals, you know, they want to do this, and they most likely will, in the U.S. particularly, and probably in Canada as well someday, because socialism is taking over, right? And it's a terrible word, socialism. Makes you want to spit in the ground, hey. But you know what? There was a TV show like that. What was that? It was filmed in Saskatchewan. Every time they talked about a rival town, they spit. We should start doing that when we hear the word socialist. Anyway, student loans. You know, they're saying let's have a forgiveness thing going on. But you don't really forgive debt, right? You transfer it. You transfer it over to the people who didn't use the education, didn't want the education, and they didn't want to spend money, and they didn't want to give money to those people who went to school and wasted everybody's time. A lot of them didn't, but a lot of them did. Lastly, here it comes. A liberal thinks injecting cattle with Archie Bunker's hormones is evil. But a liberal thinks injecting a child with hormones to change their gender is okay. You know, a liberal can't think. I mean, they just have no brains. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.